Good morning. Let's turn to John chapter 13. This is the Thursday, and this is typically the day of the Lord's Supper, where Jesus institutes during the feast of the Passover. So let's read, we're going to read 13 all the way down, or chapter, verse 1 all the way down to 17. Now before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come, that he should depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And during supper, the devil having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come forth from God and was going back to God, arose from supper, laid aside his garments, and taking a towel, he girded himself about. Then he poured water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. And so he came to Simon Peter. He said to him, "Lord, do you wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I do you do not realize now, but you shall understand hereafter." Peter said to him, "Never shall you wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." And Jesus said to him, "He who has bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean, and you are clean, but not all of you." For he knew the one who was betraying him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." And so when he had washed their feet and taken his garments and reclined at the table again, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I, then, the Lord and the teacher, wash your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I gave you an example that you should do as I did to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a slave is not greater than his master, neither is one who is sent greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them." Verse 17, if you know these things, you're blessed if you do them. So Jesus took the normal meal of the Passover, and he totally changes it forever. It's no longer just a ritual, no longer just a simple meal that's done, a ceremony, but now it's a living faith with arms, legs, feet, action. So all the arrangements have been made. The dinner supper is set. The room has been reserved. Everything's there. But they forgot one aspect of the Passover meal, or really was part of Jewish hospitality, would be to welcome their guests by washing their feet. And it's very interesting that you can imagine, maybe because they were all guests in this upper room, maybe the reality is they didn't know who was hosting or whatever the case may be. And so not one of the disciples dawned on them that they should humble themselves by washing one another's feet. So as the supper is moving along, Jesus gets up out of his eating position, wraps his tunic around him, puts a towel on his lap, goes on his knees, and he begins to wash their feet. And you could tell that this was kind of a crazy act, because even Peter and the other disciples are like, "Hey, what are you doing? You know, you shouldn't do this." And Jesus is telling him, "Well, I'm doing something. It's basically, this is a prophetic sign. You don't understand now, but you will understand later." Let me go into a little background a little bit, or history probably a little better. So today in the Christian calendar is called Maundy Thursday. And it's probably, I mean, there's a lot of different reasons why it's called that. But most likely it comes from the Latin word, which means command. And so this is from John 13:34, where he says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another." And so traditionally in the church, this is a Catholic church, a Protestant church, this would be the Orthodox church, they all practice some form of loving one another, or the command to love on this day. In the Church of England, a particular king, I think it was King John, this is back to 1210, he would actually give his town people food, gifts, knives, you know, all kinds of things in order for them to live their life as really a gesture of the command to love. In the Catholic Church, the Monday, Thursday somehow got connected to baptism. And so actually on this day, still to this day, all the anointing oils for baptism, all the anointing oils for christening, all the anointing oils for all of their different ceremonies are actually prayed for and consecrated on Maundy Thursday. In different cultures, it was called Shear Thursday, and it's most likely because in the farming cultures, they would actually, this day, they would shear their livestock, but it became a tradition in medieval Christianity where people would shave their beards and their mustaches and everything, and this idea of becoming clean would be a part of this. Like I said, a lot of the traditions, they actually serve the poor, particularly on this day, and there's some sense of service and these things that are coming. So today, as we think about Thursday before the Passover, today is the day of service. Yesterday was a day of solitude. I hope that you went and had some time with the Lord. Today is a day of service. Today is a day that we get to operate out of this new command to love one another. It's interesting that Jesus would say that, because that command is actually not very new at all. That command goes all the way back to the Old Testament. And so how does Jesus have the audacity to say this is a new command? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. But it's new in the sense that no one has ever loved like Jesus has loved. No one has ever given their life in this way for others. And so he is giving us a new model, really, of what it really, really means to love. No one has ever said, you love your friends? Well, I tell you what, that's nothing. You should go love your enemies and pray for them. It's a whole, he is redefining what it actually means to love one another. And so Jesus comes, he takes off his robe, he puts a towel over his arm, fills a basin with water, and then he kneels down and starts washing his disciples' feet. They couldn't believe what was happening. The Son of God, the Savior of the world, has such humility to get down on his knees and wash the dirty, smelly feet of his disciples. This is what he says in Matthew 20:26. He says, it is not this way among you. Whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant. This really, it's a way of finding God's mission for our own lives and really engaging in it. It's finding people that you can serve on a daily, very down-to-earth ways. And really, when you find God's purposes for your life and you pursue it in a spirit of humility, in a spirit of servanthood, what happens is your heart begins to spill over with love and gratitude to the Lord. Jesus washes his disciples' feet, and when he's done, he turns to them and he says, now you go out and do likewise. In other words, he's talking to all of his disciples. This is the way that I want you to live. Go out and do what I've taught you to do. A very, very, very simple thing in our way. It's interesting to note that during this time, particularly verse 17, he says, if you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. Not think about them, not just meditate on them, not just have discussions around it, that the church is very apt to do many times. But he said, you'll be blessed if you do these things. And today is a day of service. I want to encourage you to serve somebody today. I mean, not just today, every day. But particularly today, that this would be marked by a day of service. That when we put our head to our pillows tonight when we go to bed, that we would have recollection of numerous people that we served. And the beauty of it is, because we are selfish, self-seeking people, self-centered, don't serve people that benefits you anything. We typically do that. That's the brown noser. You know, that's the junior employee that's sucking up and always at the service of the senior boss or something to that effect. But serve someone that you can have no benefit from whatsoever. Like Jesus. Serve somebody that is beyond their reach to help you in any ways. That's the true heart of servanthood. And I think if we live our life in this way, you know, I mentioned it in sermons past, but if we went around our whole life and people that we encountered and we simply said, is there anything that I can do for you? Is there any way that I can serve you? Brothers and sisters, you will never lack friends and you'll never lack meaning or purpose in your life. If we simply came with that heart to say, hey, is there anything I can do for you? And that really epitomizes the life of Jesus here in this place that he loves. You know, it's common to hear from the pulpit this simple reality that, you know, no one can really appreciate Easter Sunday without understanding Good Friday. But I want to suggest something else to you. I think the disciples would have been bewildered by both events, by both days, without the lesson of Maundy Thursday, of Holy Thursday, in this way. This is the day that they received the command to love. Why did Jesus go on the cross? Because that was his way of serving mankind. That was his way of blessing the world. They had their feet washed by a king on this day. And they first understood the link between the Passover sacrifice, Christ, you know, the bread of life, the light of the world. And it shouldn't be missed by any of us in that same way. And so let's make our connection today as well. It's the command to love that led Jesus to the cross. And it's the cross that paid the price for our sins. But it was his resurrection that brings the hope of our salvation. And so let's close our eyes today. Today, go wash somebody's feet. If you want to do it literally, that's fine. But more figuratively, let's serve somebody today. Let's be Jesus to somebody, especially to those who can't pay us back in any way. They can't give us any benefit in any way. And let this be the day of service before the Lord. And let the Holy Spirit speak to you as we worship. That leads me to Let's pray this morning. Huh? Let's spend a time and let's just reflect. And you know, I just want to thank all the guys that have been leading worship in the mornings and picking such appropriate songs for the devotions. And let this be a day of service. Let's thank God for serving us first and foremost. It says, if you want to be great, you have to be the servant of all. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word today, God. Thank you that you humbled yourself, God. Got on your knees and you served men, Lord God. Lord, you taught that, Lord, a teacher, Lord, one who's respected, God, one who's of loftier position, Lord, should come down, Lord, and serve others. And you asked us to do likewise, God. You said that if we know these things and we do them, then we're blessed. God, we want to be blessed, Lord. So teach us to be servants of all. Lord, I pray that today would be a day of service, God, that you'd bring people into our lives. We look out for them. Lord, you give us opportunities to serve others, especially those, God, that we cannot benefit from. So come, Holy Spirit, and sanctify us today by your word. And we thank you. We love you, God. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless you. Please go and serve somebody. today. There's no EMP tomorrow because we have a Good Friday service at 10 o'clock in the morning. And so please prepare yourselves accordingly for service. Be on time. Okay, and we'll see you guys tomorrow at service.